Don Sampson was the first tribal biologist for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla. He started as a technician 40 years ago, stocking lakes with fish for the tribe's fisheries program. Sampson said that's when the tribe began to use indigenous concepts in its natural resource management. Now Sampson holds many leadership positions with the tribe.
My native name, my Wallulapum name, is Pio Pio Mox Mox. Pio Pio Mox Mox is Yellowbird. And I'm the chief of the tribe. I'm the hereditary chief along a lineage of thousands of generations. I'm also the executive director of the Confederate Tribes of Umatilla, Wallowa, and Cayuse. It's Confederation tribes here whose homeland is 6.5 million acres throughout southeast Washington and northeast Oregon.
As hereditary chief, Sampson is helping tribal members learn about the history and traditions of their ancestors. Sampson says sharing these traditions with non-Native people is important.
I think it's a good step in the right direction. Oftentimes we have, now we call it Indigenous Peoples Day on Columbus Day rather than on Columbus Day, which was, you know, really what we call Manifest Destiny, the impact that basically created genocide across a lot of the Americas. Just most recently, the city of Walla Walla passed a resolution acknowledging Indigenous Peoples Day. And that was a big step because there were people there that didn't understand it, didn't understand why we should even acknowledge it. Well, you live in our homeland. You know, you're a guest in our homeland. The United States stole 6.5 million acres of land from our Indigenous people.
Sampson says he wants the education system to improve so that people know what really happened to Native Americans in this country. He says Native American Heritage Month is one way to start educating people.
Obviously, 1 month a year is better than nothing, but it's a long way from the truth. And I think at some point, the United States government, education systems in the United States have to begin telling the true story, the real story of Indigenous people and what we have contributed, but also what we've given up. And last, particularly what the obligation of every citizen in the country is to these Indigenous people. So I think that's the main story. That's where we have to be. Once they understand that, then we don't have to go, and we have to do this constantly, educate non-Indians about the real history of America, because what is told in the history books is a lie.
Sampson stresses that people should know about the land they live on, who were the first people there, and that Indigenous people still live here today.
It should be every month of the year. Everybody should learn something about one of the tribes that are local to them, learn about the history, learn about the culture, learn about the importance of where they live. I'll tell you, every person that lives in the Tri-Cities, in Pendleton, in any of these counties in Northeast Oregon or Southeast Washington, probably 99% of them know nothing about whose land they live on. And they need to understand that, at least acknowledge it.